from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry says keep them on the ground.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. Speaking at a high-level meeting of the U.N. Security Council, Mr. Kerry said the efforts to create a viable cessation of hostilities has been dealt a very serious blow.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
Then, in so many words, Kerry suggested that Russia and Syria follow the lead of the U.S. when it comes to admitting mistakes.
We don't get anywhere by ignoring the facts and denying common sense. Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident. And within moments of it happening, we acknowledged it.
The U.S. envoy also took aim at his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, saying he sometimes feels that Lavrov is in a parallel universe when it comes to the facts on the ground in Syria. This is VOA News. The legal crackdown in Turkey continues on followers of Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's being blamed for a failed coup. With tens of thousands arrested, opposition parties are starting to voice concern that the crackdown is turning into a witch hunt. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The latest official figures indicate more than 100,000 people have been removed from their state jobs and 60,000 detained or arrested. The firings and arrests are primarily aimed at followers of Gulen, blamed for the failed military takeover attempt in July. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised no let-up on the crackdown, warning it will be expanded overseas. He says no country or region will be safe for members of the Gulen movement. We will hunt them all down. Experts claim Gulen followers number in the hundreds of thousands in Turkey and have built a wide network of businesses, private schools, and supporters across the Turkish state. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim has announced an appeals process where people can challenge dismissals and wrongful prosecutions, but how independent the process will be remains unclear. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, allies who nonetheless have had a rather testy relationship over the last 8 years, said Wednesday that their two countries have an unbreakable bond. The two leaders met at the United Nations General Assembly, likely their last get-together before Mr. Obama leaves office. Mr. Netanyahu said the Jewish state has no greater friend than the United States of America. He thanked Mr. Obama for the recent U.S. agreement on a 10-year, $38 billion military assistance package for Israel, biggest military aid pack for a foreign country to which Washington has ever agreed. The FBI said on Wednesday that it wanted to speak with two men seen in surveillance footage picking up a second bag containing a pressure cooker bomb believed to be planted by a Rahami in Chelsea on Saturday night. The two left the device on the street and took the bag. Meanwhile, a lawyer for an Afghan-born U.S. citizen charged with bombings last week in New York and New Jersey asked a federal judge to schedule his first court appearance for Wednesday, possibly in his hospital bed. And the U.S. government granted Airbus a license to sell 17 airplanes to Iran, a landmark deal announced by the European aircraft company on Wednesday. The initial agreement in January, estimated to be worth nearly $25 million, was made possible by last year's nuclear agreement, which lifted sanctions on Iran on the condition that it curb its atomic program. Iran agreed to buy several different types of planes. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.